different processes. I wrote songs where the melody came right away. Some took months to write. Some took no time at all. Like we wrote a few songs just like bang, bang, bang. And other times, but I've like you said before, I have a list, a pile of song lyrics that are basically already in the format of verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus. But no melody. But the cadence, is that the word? Cadence of the song. It's either a two-step or it's a rock, or I can tell which it would be just by the lyrics, the content of it. The feel of it. So I have a lot of those we have to work on, girlfriend. Hello and welcome.
You're listening to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. We are your hosts, Shelley and
Danita.
And we are singers, songwriters, recording artists, and we will be talking about music, songwriting, our favorite artists, tequila, and topics that will be informative and mostly fun. Hello and welcome to the Sugar and Spice Podcast. My name is Shelley Dubois with my co-host here,
Danita Lynn.
Yes, and we are Sugar and Spice. And we are singers, songwriters, and today we're going to talk about our songwriting process. And we've been songwriters for many years, and we just want to kind of walk you through how we started songwriting, kind of the processes that we've gone through throughout the years, what we've learned, just different things like that there. I started songwriting when I was a teenager. I wasn't a very good one, but somehow songs just would flow out of me. I was in a band at the time, so I was playing music quite a bit. I was also teaching as a teenager. I was teaching other teenagers how to play. And so songwriting, I would write songs. And even into being a young adult, I didn't write as much, but I did. And I always had the mindset at that time, because I didn't know any better, is that, oh my, this is my song and nobody can do
your baby.
Yes, my baby. And a lot of songwriters out there, you can relate to that, especially starting out, that I wrote this and it's, you can either, most times it's kind of like, this is so good. And then you find out later, oh my God, that was so bad. And so it was, where songs just, I didn't know a lot of different formats. I was just kind of listening to like the songs I was learning to perform as cover songs, getting ideas from that, right? And knowing my key signatures and everything that, and playing guitar, that I was able to formulate songs easier. And I was poetic. And I also had some friends who were poetic, and they would bring me their poems and want me to put a melody to them. So even as a young adult or teenager, I was exposed to that, where people wanted me to put a melody to their lyrics. So, and it came easy to me even then, because I'm very much a melodist. Something I never really did listening to music was really listen to the lyrics. There's a lot of songs today that I listen to and I go, oh, that's what they were saying. I knew how to play the music, no problem. I could pick up the, you know, like the guitar and play along. I could play the drums along or whatever, and bass or whatever, but I never paid attention to lyrics. And there,
make up your own words.
Make up my own words, like a lot of people do. So that's another story and another podcast, parodies and how people heard the wrong lyrics. I never really listened to lyrics. So I didn't really get really good as a young adult at writing lyrics and knowing how to create that story, right? So it wasn't until My husband and I and the kids moved to Vancouver Island. And then I got to know a lot of musicians there, and I joined a writer's group because I wanted to learn. And so it was at the writer's group that we learned so many different ways of how to create that story and in a poetic form. Also, there's different kinds of formats that you can write your song. Most common is like a verse, chorus, and sometimes you put a bridge in there. And so I like bridges. I like walking and driving over bridges too, you know, so I don't go in the water. But
bridge over troubled
waters, there you go.
That's a great song.
That's probably how they wrote that song. You know, I go over, we got to write the bridge. Oh, but it's a bridge over troubled waters. There we go. I'm going to write that song. That's another thing. So I started learning through this writer's group how to create that visual in writing, and how to also write with other people, and also to have that, I already said visual, to create with other people, and how to kind of give up your own song and be a critique of yourself. Because I would never critique it. I would go, well, that's really good. You know, I understand what I'm writing.
You have to share your child.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Your child. Felt that way.
So through that writer's group, it was where you had to bring some original songs and have them
critiqued.
And that was like, ugh, like, what do you, you know, like stabbing me in the chest. And many other songwriters felt that way too, that they were, you know, like, you're, what do you mean I can't have that line there? And you're telling, you know, like it's like a teacher taking a red marker almost and correcting your essay, right? Because I never was good at essays in high school either.
I've got a story, yes, same.
Yeah, so I learned a lot through that writer's group, and I'm very grateful that I joined that group. And so I started writing with other people. And so then I learned how to... what's the word? I'm having menopause brain.
Share.
Yeah, collaborate very well.
Share,
you know,
collaborate,
yeah, share, yes. Collaborate with other people and be open to sharing ideas, right? And what works better. And so you hone those skills over the years, right? Yeah. And sometimes you find some writers that you're not very comfortable with, or just the energy doesn't jive, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and it's to learn that as well, that's okay, because sometimes you're like, I've walked away from songwriting sessions and going, oh man, I suck, because they came up with such really good ideas.
Yeah. It's not a competition.
And yeah, exactly. But that's how I was looking at it. I was really starting to critique myself a lot. And rather than just going, well, today the ideas weren't flowing for me, but they were flowing for that other person, right? So, it was learning how to do that. Learning how to critique myself and become a better writer because of it. Mm-hmm. So it's for anybody listening that are, if you're a new songwriter, it's really great advice to learn to do those things, be a critique of yourself, and also take feedback.
Yeah, be open.
Open to good feedback. Mm-hmm. Not where somebody is, you know, like going, well, that song sucks
or
whatever.
It can change a song.
Exactly.
It can change it from a terrible or not so good song to a fantastic song.
Yeah, exactly. Just by changing some lines or the melodies or whatever, right? So that's been, and then when meeting Danita, and she is such a great lyricist. And she can put a lyrics in front of me, and there I go again with melodies, right?
Yeah.
That I can just all of a sudden start playing melodies, but that doesn't mean that it's a great song right from there. There's had polished many turds.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people, don't realize that there's just many ways to write a song. Some people have the melody, no lyrics.
Right.
Some people have lyrics, no melody. Some have both that come right off the bat. And that's happened for me three ways.
Yeah.
Like three ways.
Yeah, three ways. I've had those three ways too, that it's worked for me.
Yeah. So.
So for you, you know, like when you started writing lyrics.
I'm going to share the same story that I was never an essay. Like school was just not a thing. It was not my favorite thing. And so I was not a great student. and especially not with essays.
Me neither.
I was not a creative writer that I thought of.
Me neither.
But watching CMT, watching all these artists, and like, it was just so glamorized and everything. It was just awesome. And coming from a musical family, it's in me.
Yeah.
But the lyrics, I actually wrote a couple songs without a guitar. Like, I taught myself later, but I would hum or like sing.
Okay.
Sing the melody along, like the words.
Yeah.
And then I'd, you know,
you like record it. You recorded it so that you would remember it. Yeah.
And record it. And that's how I started. And then learning guitar to actually get chords to some songs. But then I am a lyricist, mm-hmm. so I have stories.
Yes.
But a lot of times somebody will say something and I'm right away, oh, that would make a good title.
Yeah.
So the title really, that jumps out at me right away.
Yeah.
So I've got sheets and sheets of titles and to work around that, that's kind of my process. A lot of times it's just to have a title to start with, and then the idea comes and starts rolling. And then I can't sleep for months at a time.
That's why you can't sleep. That's why I can't sleep. You got too many lyrics going on.
Oh, how
up
many
there.
Times I'd be, I'd start a song and I'd go to bed and it would just completely take over my night
because
the lyrics that I had started writing, well, I would edit in my head. So then I'd reach over and I learned this to put a pen and paper by my bedside so that how many times I'd reach over and I'd write in the dark in the morning. What the hell was I writing? I can't even read that anymore. So, but I'd repeat it over and over in my head, you know.
Oh, a trait you got from your mom.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right?
I told you that little story.
Yeah, exactly.
Shall I go into that or just open up a can?
I know I did. So just a side note. Yes, a side note.
My mom plays fiddle, so she plays by ear, which we all did in my family. She would go to bed, she'd listen to a new tune, she'd go to bed and she'd kind of whistle it or hum it in her before falling asleep so it would stay in her head. So she would pick
and
up
she
the
especially
fiddle.
Did that when she broke her arm or
yes,
wrist, right?
Yes.
So she wasn't playing the fiddle, so she didn't she wouldn't forget, so she kept hum it. So that's why I say you picked that up from
that's
your mom.
Right. That's a little side note there.
Yeah.
But absolutely different processes. I wrote songs where the melody came right away. Some took months to write, some took no time at all. Like we wrote a few songs just like bang, bang, bang. And other times, but I've like you said before, I have a list. A pile of song lyrics that are basically already in the format of verse, chorus, verse, bridge, chorus.
Yeah.
But no melody. But the cadence, is that the word?
Yeah.
Cadence of the song.
Yeah.
It's either a two-step or it's a rock, or I can tell which it would be just by the lyrics.
Right.
The content of
it. Yes. Yeah.
The feel of it. So I have a lot of those we have to work on, girlfriend. And I have learned to share, you know, that, which, again, you know, you write lyrics, they're so personal sometimes, or they're just like but I've written with a lot of people since and with you yourself. And it's a shared, definitely a shared, commitment to write together. You're in a room. And this, I think we talk about this, like in Nashville, you go into a room, even if the guy's serving coffee.
Yeah, that's right.
He might throw one line. Hey, maybe that, you know, one word.
Yeah.
He's part of it.
That's right.
He's part of the process.
That's right. That's where, you know, like for songwriters, for those of you who don't know, when you're writing a song together with other people, you just split it, you know, however many ways. You know, if you got two songwriters, well, then it's 50-50, three songwriters, a third apiece, and so on and so forth. And there's times where there's been songwriters who feel that they have put in more than anybody else and they feel that they should get a bigger cut, but that's not the etiquette. The etiquette is that, you know, like you say, you got one guy just bringing the coffee and says, you know, what about that line? Well, then he gets a third or whatever, you know, a part of it. Cause I've written in Nashville and I think you've recorded there.
I've recorded.
So I've written with some people there. And songwriters there, that's the etiquette that, you know, that where you everybody contributes in some way, you know, some maybe somebody wrote three quarters of the song or whatever, really. And then two other people put in four or five lines, whatever. It's the creative process.
Yeah. It would never happen.
That's right.
It would never come to fruition.
Yeah. Maybe that one line that one guy says created six more lines, right?
Yeah.
It gets the ball rolling of creative ideas. So, you know, like, for example, like now when Danita and I write together, we wrote one, like it's been where she's had the lyrics, I throw the melody on there. Don't dunk your head on the microphone there. And then we've had lots of songs where we've written from the ground up together. The ideas come together, and some songs have had our, the creative process has had creative juice with it. And you'll learn about that more in our tequila episodes. So we've written songs from the ground up in a day. One that we wrote just a few months ago came together in a half an hour. And what we did was, I'm not going to say the title because we're going to be releasing the song in a probably April. We got one coming out in February, but anyway, in April. So anyways, I came up with this title based on from another song I heard. And I said, well, I'll talk about this type of person and you write down things about that type of person. So we did that, and then we just brought it together.
Real quick.
It was unbelievable how fast that happened. So sometimes you get that process where it happens really quick like that. Doesn't mean the song is perfect, though.
I was just going to say, because we wrote in half an hour, but then we go revisit and we tweak. And actually, we sometimes we even switch the sentences.
Yes.
The line. You know, we have a couple lines in the first verse that, hey, wait a minute, maybe that would be better in the third verse.
Yes.
And then the one in the third verse works better in the first verse.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of not being married to lyrics.
That's right.
And letting that flow happen. And then, you know, it's exciting to see where it goes, because then the story actually evolves better from the very beginning compared to the start of it. But I mean, you have to have that beginning to get an end.
Yeah. If you know what we mean. Yeah. Yes.
Are you a country music fan?
Because we have a new country song called Starting Tomorrow.
It's for all you procrastinators out there, including ourselves.
That's right. And the track is available on all digital platforms, and it's been available as of February 23rd. So go on out there and listen to our new song called Starting Tomorrow. And that kind of reminds me of Ralph Murphy that I met through the Canadian Country Music Association. If any other artists, Canadian artists, are listening and they knew Ralph. Ralph was a hit songwriter of many songs.
Wow.
And you just Google him. And he had many, many hits. But he wrote... he always had Murphy's Law of songwriting.
That was so cool.
And he wrote a book. And when I read that book, I can hear his voice. And so many other people say that, can hear Ralph's voice. And he's passed on now. But anyway, he would say in his book, or even say in his sessions, that, you know, most times a verse one becomes verse two,
right.
And then you switch it, and, you know, that way. And like you say, other lines are moved around and it just creates the flow better. So at the time when you're writing a song, and like we say, it came together in a half an hour, it's because you're just getting the ideas out there. You're getting it down on paper. We don't critique ourselves.
Don't squash the idea. Let it flow and just keep writing.
Yeah. Just write it all down. So I'm a person who likes to, I always like to write. I like my muse to come through my arm, through my hand, and to the pen. And I like to write it on paper because I keep all my notes. I like to go back and keep all my notes. Danita, you like to sometimes do that.
When I first started to write, that's why my pile of paper is so high, because there's some songs I just revisited over and over and, you know, through the years, and edited, and it's still, but then, you know, I'd bring it to the table and I have like the meat of it, and then we tweak it, and you know, you get melody, or if it's already got a melody, but we tweak them to what we want to, we both have the vision for it.
Exactly.
And then it comes about as a finished product. But you know, some will sit on the shelf for a long time.
Yeah.
Like our very first single, that one was, over 20 years old.
Yeah.
And there's a few of these. So it's nice to, I like bringing a title or an idea or something already written. Sometimes it's hard for me to get the flow going if I don't like to a co-write.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And I was always like a lone writer.
Yeah.
Not writer, but writer. And because I had so much time on my hands on the farm, you know, I had all this time. My kids left for college, for university and everything. And instead of having my empty nest syndrome, I poured myself into writing.
Yeah.
And that was a savior for me because my little guitar, you know, everything. It just was.
Right.
If I wouldn't have had my music.
Yeah. Would have been crazy. You're still crazy, but in a different way.
Crazier. Crazier. How about that?
Yeah. Fun crazy. It's fun crazy. Yes. So yeah. And even when we get to the recording stage of things, even then when you are singing it and recording it and you listen back and you go, that word or that sentence isn't quite flowing.
It changes even in the recording studio. Yeah, we've done that just lately.
Yeah, we just did that.
We thought we had it made in the shade and then we listened to it like a couple days later.
Yeah.
I think we need to change that line or that word or say it phrasing.
Phrasing, yeah.
The phrasing is something that, you know, I was always a mimicker. When I'd listen to cover songs.
Right. Yeah, me too.
People would say, oh my gosh, you sound like Patti Loveless or Pam Tillis. And that was the thing. You sing a cover song?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you should sound like a singer. That's what I thought, you know?
Same.
But I've learned to come into my own as a vocalist and have my own sound.
Right.
Like, same as you. Through the years, that just develops as you write your own material.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just how you know how it's supposed to be sung. You know how you want to convey it to your listeners, right?
But working with producers, different producers. Mm-hmm. I've worked with producers in Nashville, producers here, home studios. You know? So had a taste of a little bit of every kind. I've learned so much. And I've still got so much to learn.
We're always learning. It's always a learning process.
And like I said earlier, it's not a competition because there are so many good singers out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to do what you do.
Yeah.
And just you do you and I do me. But I have to, you know, say that I've learned a lot from producers.
Yeah.
Giving me direction.
That's right. Yeah. Same.
And my ears have gotten a lot better, I think, in hearing, maybe this could be a little different, sung differently in phrasing.
Yeah.
And we do that all the time.
Yeah,
with you and
exactly.
I. So it's so fun.
Yeah. And it's all of that, right? It all kind of comes full circle of songwriting and being your own critique, finding your own style and collaborating with other people. And then even when you get into the recording studio, how it all comes together. Yeah. So it's really to be able to allow that process to happen. Let the energy flow. Listen to your gut as to what is working and not working and not go, well, no, you can't change my song.
Yeah.
Right.
We wouldn't. Yeah.
Otherwise you're stuck.
You get stuck.
Very stuck. Yeah.
But I was going to suggest or say also that harmonizing,
mm-hmm.
that's where the sweet spots are too. We learned from each other.
Yeah.
We learned how to, you know, share a song, like sing a verse and you sing a verse. And that's fun trading that off. And
it is. And sometimes you think of that when you're writing, sometimes it's thought of. Mm-hmm. And there again, if it isn't, then when you go to record, that's where you can edit as well. Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. This isn't, we got to change that mm-hmm. word. So it sounds better when we harmonize when it's recorded.
And the keys.
Yeah. The keys as well. If you know your key signatures, if you're a writer out there and you're just writing lyrics and you're looking for somebody to put a melody to it, you know, that's where you got to go out and network as well.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
With songwriting, go to join songwriters groups, go to jam sessions. You might see somebody performing that you figure might be good melodist for your song, right? And it's going out there. And sometimes there's just where you can put your lyrics out there and with the whole internet thing, there's I guess many different sites out there that people can join up and collaborate online,
and
right?
And there's judges, judge panel.
There's lots of contests and everything. Yeah. So I used to do the contests, but hey man, when it costs you $35 to $50 a pop for entering a song contest, it's just like, yeah, I'd rather collaborate with people and write. And and to become a better writer, you have to write with people who are great writers as well, so that you learn from them.
Yeah.
And so I've had that opportunity to do that, work with some writers or take sessions. And so that I learned a lot from that. So now I bring that to the table with us and we've learned together. Yeah. We've learned so much together.
Absolutely.
And as a team, we've taught each other many things, right?
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And we're very open to, you know, like, well, it's not like she writes a line and I go, well, that doesn't sound very good. Sometimes I do. And she does it to me, but we're drinking a lot of tequila and joking around. It's not in a degrading way. That doesn't flow. So we have to do that differently.
It's mutual respect, really.
It is
such a... You know, I mean, we have a great friendship, so of course, I would never ever think of, you know, jeopardizing
that. Say your songs suck; they're shit. Yeah.
Till we get it together.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it is mutual respect and being open and accepting, and you know, the suggestions are like great. And if one of us doesn't really agree, we compromise or we find another word,
or we let and if it's not working, we let it sit for a while.
Exactly.
And then we'll each take it home kind of thing. And then it's kind of a couple of days later, I thought of this line, whatever, right?
We did that with this last song. The word can, can't, and could.
Three simple words.
I had to go home and listen and sing it and think.
You had to go home.
How does this work? Does it work? Does it work? They all worked.
Yes, they all did. But what?
How did it sound in the phrasing and whatever? So yeah, that was just an example of how... Just simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple, it's almost ridiculous. Right?
Too simple.
But I mean,
too simpletonians here. Yeah.
You could have told me, get it together and pick one already. But, you know, we did. We got it figured out.
So, and there's other parts of songwriting too that we have a, I don't know what you call it, hookup or a person we know in Nashville, a person, a connection. There we go. That's the word I'm looking for. A connection. Yeah. We're not hooking up. We are connecting. A connection in Nashville who has a company where he does song pitching. So we send our songs to
pitching.
Yeah. Pitch. Ching.
Yeah. Not the B word.
Yeah, yeah, pitching.
Although
we can say that on the podcast. Yes, we can.
Don't be bitching.
Don't be bitching, we're only pitching. So anyway, we send our songs to him and for a fee, you know, like he's got to make money too, right? Because he's got to now he takes our songs to these music meetings in Nashville and pitches our songs to record labels that have new artists coming out. A lot of the very famous artists, they have their own songwriting teams.
Right.
So it's when their songwriting team can't come up with anything, then the word gets out in Nashville that they're sourcing out.
Yeah.
So, but most times it's, so we put our songs for pitching because that would be really great, you know, to get your song, our song
picked up
and then you get the royalties of when
as a songwriter,
you get a lot of royalties. So as a songwriter and recording artist, we get all the royalties.
I want to mention that when I first started, I had no idea that people like bigger name artists didn't write their own material. Some of them did not. Loretta Lynn was, one of the ones that
she writes
that era that wrote her
Dolly.
Dolly, of course.
Yeah. But there's a lot that don't.
George Strait.
Yeah.
Reba McEntire. Several
that don't.
That's where we come in.
Yeah.
Where songwriters come in is that they listen. I remember hearing a story of Reba McEntire on the plane had a duffel bag full of cassettes at the time.
Oh, wow.
And she was listening to every song and hundreds
of
songs.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
One or two made the cut.
Yeah,
and look,
exactly.
I mean, we get somebody like her.
Yes. To record one of our songs.
That's where the songwriters can be actually have a nice house with a pool and everything. So let's get those songs out there.
Well, that's like Ian Tyson, his big barn that he built. He called it the Susie Boggess barn because she recorded Someday Soon and
re-recorded his song
and wow. She made a big hit. Look at Dolly. I will always love you.
I love you too. But yeah,
Whitney Houston made us such a great hit out of it, and Dolly jokes about it, how, you know, like she put a lot of money in the bank because of that one. So, you know, and like I say, as recording artists and like writing your own song and recording it, then you get all the money. So and then it's not always about that. It's our passion. We love writing songs, we love creating, and we love performing them. And
when I say passionate, we are so passionate about songwriting, myself personally. Yeah. If that's all I could do.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, when I'm in my rocking chair and you come visit me,
she's in her rocking chair.
As long as you got a bottle of tequila, we're writing some songs.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll have a rocking chair right beside me for you.
Yeah. We've had some really fun songs. We've had some very serious songs where we cried through the process, you know, because it was so emotional for us to write. And so, you know, like some of those,
it's a gamut of emotions.
Yeah.
Songwriting.
Yeah.
Just incredible. You can pull out every emotion. Somebody can hear one of our songs or somebody's song.
Yeah.
And it can bring you back in a memory in no time, or it'll just lift you up, or you can drive over the speed limit.
Exactly. Yeah. And our song Never Too Late. Right. One lady, every time she hears it, she cries.
Yeah.
Because the content of the song resonates with her. And she tells us, like, you can't sing that American song anymore because I cry every time. But so that's also what it's all about, is that connection, right?
Yeah.
And we both feel very blessed and grateful that we've been given such a gift in this life to write songs. And
my yin, you're my yin to my yang. And what else do we say? Our rhythm.
No, you're my tequila to my shot glass. Just made that up.
that's a good one.
Yeah, I just had a download of that one.
Gotta be.
You're my tequila to my shot glass. And vice versa.
My melody to my lyrics.
Yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah. So songwriting is such a fun process, and maybe, you know, like sometimes people reach out to us to help with their songwriting as well, and sometimes we got time to do that, and we love to help other people you know, with polish their songs or provide feedback.
Yeah.
So yeah, songwriting is it's just a lot of fun. Yeah. And
when you actually get acknowledged for writing, which we did actually in October. So
we did actually, you know, you think sometimes that you sometimes recognition goes a long ways. And so we applied for Josie Music Awards that are in Nashville, Tennessee. It's a mom and daughter that do this, and they've been doing it. This is their 10th year, so it's going to be a 10-year anniversary thing. But so we applied for 4 years in a row, different songs and so forth, and we've been nominated every year. Yeah. And we went to Nashville in October 2023. And we won for our song, A Different Kind of Rush, Country Song of the Year.
We brought home some glass.
We did.
Each one of us.
And it was at the Grand Ole Opry. And we actually got to accept that award in the famous circle.
So there you go.
So, you know, that is a
huge honor.
Huge honor. And now after that, it pumps you up to write more. And
absolutely,
we actually did. We
not because we won an award, but just because we were recognized and acknowledged for being songwriters, which is fuel.
It is. It was. And so we did a month later, we got together and for a few days, that's all we did was write. And
it was called a runaway retreat.
And sometimes you got to do that when you write. You just got to get away from everything, shut off your phone, and just dive into the creative process.
Yeah.
So, So
that's what we do.
Yeah, that's right.
And we got more to come.
So thank you for listening to today's podcast. And we hope you enjoyed our subject matter today about talking about songwriters, songwriting. And if you have any comments, nice ones, nice ones only. Yeah. Please comment in below and here on YouTube as well. Comment below. And keep listening because we got more to bring to you. Thank you for listening to today's Sugar and Spice podcast. We really appreciate you listening. We'd also appreciate if you could follow us on our socials on Facebook, Instagram, and our YouTube channel. Please go to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And please provide comments of how you enjoyed this wonderful podcast. We'd like to have fun, and we'd like to have our listeners have fun along with us.